you're here!
Alam namin kung bakit ka andito. Siguro marupok ka, no?
Or baka may daddy issues.
Well, pwede na naman you just wanna be an emotionally healthy adult.
Or baka you just really wanna listen to us banter and chika.
Well, Swissies and Broskies, whatever your reason may be, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Raw and Real Podcast.
Hi, I'm Dana.
And I'm Stacy, and this is our space where we talk about our faith, womanhood, and pressing social issues as raw and as real as we can be.
We hope you enjoy and pick up a few nuggets of wisdom along the way. Let's go! Hi!
Hi, everyone! Oh, naka-episode 2 na tayo!
Oh, nalagpasan. Oh. Ang episode 1, ang pilot ay nadagdagan.
You know what? I was checking our past episodes and I think we just did 6 to 8.
Oh my.
Dun sa last season.
I don't even wanna count, Stace.
Oo nga eh. But, you know, at least may episode 2 na tayo ngayon.
Uh-huh. Slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely, sis, indeed. So as mentioned in our previous episode, I do want to talk about bodies again. You know, it's something that put us out there. Mm-hmm. We really made our dent in the blogging landscape pa noon, no? Mm. But that's really the voice that we've been known for.
Yeah, body positivity, the whole plus size movement, all that shebang.
Yeah, and I know we discussed this when we launched this podcast before, pero it was more of breaking down what we believed before versus what we believe now, how we evolved in our philosophy when it comes to body positivity. Yeah. But today, I just really want to be more personal and just, you know, talk about our journey as we navigate our womanhood, our self-discovery, and all in this body.
Gaano ka personal, Stacy? Sige.
Ikaw nang bahala dito, boy. But seriously, yeah. So, I just really want us to talk about where we are. Yeah. You know, and how we view, really, our weight and the fluctuations and the comments and all of these things that go with it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, no. You have 2 hours.
But for now, sige, I'll start. Kasi, so, I am very open about this in my Instagram. And I already shared before na yun nga. So, I did keto for a while, but every time I would cheat, I would go back to my disordered eating of bulimia. Diba? So I wouldn't every day binge and purge, but when I do cheat, it's always to the point of binging. Yeah. And for those who don't know, so binging is when you really eat large amounts of food to the point of physical pain and discomfort.
Right. Yeah.
And this is something that I am an expert in.
Food coma.
Oo, hindi lang food coma. Talagang yung feeling mo sasabog na talaga yung chan mo and masusuka ka na talaga. Yung ganon.
Food explosion.
There you go. Maybe. Perhaps. Ay! Hirap gumawa ng podcast kasama to eh. But anyway, so that's what binging is. And so, as mentioned also before, diba, I have a history of anorexia, bulimia, ganyan. Pero when I did keto, you know, it was smooth sailing for a while, but then nga, there would be days na I would cheat.
Yeah.
And then it would end
cheat
up
with non-keto food.
Yan, exactly.
Yan. Sugar, carbs.
Dessert. Dessert. Yan lang naman talaga chine-cheat ko eh, dessert.
Dessert, pero brownies. So, carbs.
Okay, sige.
Cookie.
Oh, fine. Carb.
Tama.
Sugar.
Tama.
Sugar pero lahat carb naman ng carb, sugar eh.
De, pero may carb.
Okay, so yun yung mangyayari. And then, so when it became orthorexia bulimia, so that's the term for it, it's when you eat, it's when you're obsessed with the quality of the food you eat. And if you think you ate something that is not of the quality in your standard, you purge it out.
Dang,
so doon naman siya nag-evolve.
Orthorexia.
Orthorexia bulimia. No, but so it evolved to that. And you know, syempre I was hiding it kasi minsan na lang naman, you know, parang
it's pero gaano kadalas ang minsan?
Exactly. So it's my way to parang quote unquote undo the cheating na okay, I cheat pero this is the solution, you know, just purge it out.
Pero ang dangerous naman ng solution mo.
Yun na nga.
Parang you're going back to your old demons.
Exactly. Oh. And parang it's so unhealthy na every time you can't me tuloy, I can't have just one bite of a treat because one bite is a failure. So, ito na naman tayo sa todohan. So, itodo-todo mo na to the point of binging so you can purge it out. So, and you know, I'm in my 30s when this is all happening and I'm like, damn, I was struggling with bulimia since I was 16.
Yeah.
And parang this is half Here of we are my again. Life. Oh, oh, parang this is right. half of my life still struggling.
Right.
You know, so I would go and do my own research for resources that would give me self-help, you know, for these things. So it's really, the purging is not a healthy way, eh. Parang that, can you say that's really eating? It's not, eh. And parang it's always gonna be a crutch.
Well, una sa lahat, hindi ka kasikaw. You don't have to keep regurgitating.
Diba? Maybe I identify as a cow.
Yeah, your pronouns are moo and moo. Mumu.
Dada! Okay, no. Yeah, so you're saying...
Yeah, na hindi ka pwedeng... You can't say na I'm living a healthy life, but exactly. have this in the corner of your closet lurking. Exactly. And then you're gonna be like, but I'm working out and doing everything right. But then...
Preach. Exactly that. Oh. And another thing is, na-realize ko na... I'm cheating myself, eh. This is me cheating myself. And
mo rin na-develop yung discipline.
Exactly. And ngayon ko na-realize na, you know what? Being healthy is also mind games.
Oh, yeah.
Na hindi...
Di lang siya hunger games.
Hindi talaga siya hunger games. You know, if we're talking about health and fitness. A healthy
diet.
It's not hunger games at all.
Mind games.
It is mind games because... And then now, I come to realize na grabe, I really am a sugar addict. I just have to admit it.
Oh, I am a sugar addict.
Yeah, na parang if I start eating one dessert, parang let's start with a cheesecake. Oy, ang sarap. Now I'm on the hunt for the best cookie. Cookie naman. Next, cinnamon roll naman. You know, na parang I'm always gonna want more of this sweet thing.
To get your fix.
To get my fix. Na ngayon ko talaga na-realize na, okay, ito kasi yung nangyari, guys. So, I was doing so well in my journey, quote-unquote, so well. But yun nga, I would do the occasional binging and purging. And then, so I hit na, ang lapit ko na sa goal ko eh. I was at 150 na. And my goal is not really a weight, but more of body recomposition, of being toned, right? Like, getting the abs. Kasi abs, core talaga is a good measure of health. Your waist-to-hip ratio, stuff like that. So, I was already on the... healthy scale. And I was going towards my goal. And then I get into a relationship, move to Boracay, and all these changes, you know. And parang when you're in a relationship, parang you're so high on the love, right? Na parang kain lang tayo ng kain. This guy loves me.
High on the love, high on the sugar, high on the carbs.
Exactly.
High on the cocktails.
Exactly. So, yun nga. So, a few months later, I am one size bigger and 30 pounds heavier. Right. And I don't know if the 30 pounds, someone asked me kasi, 30 pounds heavier, baka naman it's muscle. Is it fat or muscle?
Right, good
Siguro
point.
Siguro there's a counting percentage of muscle weight in there.
Yeah.
But I definitely feel, I definitely know because my clothes are all so tight on me now. And kailangan ko na naman bumali ng bagong wardrobe.
Okay. Kasi nag-dispose ka na.
Oo, kasi bigger sizes exactly. Mo. All my bigger sizes I've sold online and all that. So now, I am at 180. I'm 180 pounds now. And syempre, the way I would beat up, you know, me and you, Dana, we are experts in beating ourselves up, okay? And we know the shame. It's so close to us, you know, all these feelings of shame and, you know, feeling so ugly and all these things. It's not something we are unfamiliar with. So, you know, parang my season, I have to admit, na parang I was beating myself up na, Stacy, what a failure. Parang, you're at 150 and now you balloon to 180 and parang you were so close. Yun yung like yung naririnig in my head, na you were so close, pinakawalan mo pa. You were so close. But, you know, what the turning point is... when I started to accept na, hindi eh, you were so close... pero you were doing so many wrong things eh. Gets mo yon? Yung parang, kunwari, badly put, you wanna be called an ultra marathoner, an ultra runner, right?
Yeah.
Pero, kunwari, sa mga areas, I don't know how running works, okay? Hindi ako a runner talaga. Pero kunwari, may mga areas na walang cameras or no one's looking. you're gonna pull out a skateboard and skate your way closer to the end, right? And then, so anyway, do you get my train of thought? Na parang, dinaya mo eh. Dinaya mo. You can't, and even when you get to that goal and you cheated,
madali din mag-crumble kasi you didn't develop the discipline. Yes. You cheated and tricked your body, your way into it. Diba? Yeah. Na parang, yeah, you were so close, but not really.
Yeah.
Kasi yung the way you got to that,
it's a shortcut.
Oh, shortcut mismo.
So nung nag-sink in sa akin yung fact na yun, kasi I was really finding ways to, you know, parang now that I'm more active in journaling, the way I attack my journaling is, give me more perspectives. Parang, okay, meron kang default brain patterns, brain the way your brain thinks, di ba? How it automates. Pero now, parang if you really wanna be emotionally mature, kailangan mo tignan from different angles eh. Hindi lang how you feel is all that matters, right?
Yeah.
So when pumasok sa utak ko yon, yung thought na yon na hindi eh, but you were doing short, this is a shortcut, Stace. You were so close, but tama ka, not really, right? And so nung nag-sink in sa akin yon, parang mas naging tama. Parang now, I'm in a place na I wanna do it right.
Yeah.
Like, if it's gonna be a slow climb to the finish line, to my goals, so be it, at least I know it's gonna be more long-lasting na. Yung na-heal ko na yung mental issues ko. Ito kasi yun eh.
I think the big problem with goal setting is you look at the goal so much that you miss out on the identity formation na dapat dun ka eh.
Yun, the process.
The process.
The process matters.
Diba? Na parang, no, I'm a healthy individual. I prioritize my health. I am a fit individual. And then build on that. Hindi, ito eh, 150 eh. And then you get so fixated on that number. Now you cheat yourself, you do all of these bad things, right? And then when you're, and then, kunwari, let's say na nag-ano ka na, nag-160 ka na, and you're like 10 pounds closer. Pag hindi mo rin na-process yun, mas malaki pa yung mga, feeling ko ha, kung hindi mo siya na-process the right way like that, mas grabe yung mga pwede mong gawin.
Oh.
To attain it. Since, di ba, parang meron kang relapse na, hindi, pero nag-gain ako ng 30 pounds, eh, might as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I think it's also a blessing in, a blessing. Double Z. A blessing in blessing. Disguise. Hindi. Don't say it that way.
Italian ako eh, bakit?
A blessing in disguise.
Pizza.
Oh. Mali ka naman eh. Blessing. Nagiging S. Blessing. Pizza.
Danal, can you not stretch your jokes too far? Tuloy mo na yung train of thought mo.
Why? This is so much fun.
Sige, the process.
The process, diba?
Tama.
So yeah, I mean, I just wanna also let you know na you're also inspiring so many girls, and this is no BS, na parang it's not an easy feat to even get out of your head from that kind of mentality na, you know, food is an enemy, my body is just to be looked at, you know, parang to transition into a healthy mindset in terms of pursuing your physical health is also such a big feat to, diba? Parang to conquer, ganun. Yan yung word natin, nawala na ako ng vocabulary.
Hindi, pero you know what? Thank you. I really appreciate you saying that. Ngayon ko lang din nare-realize na in reality, you know, in my head kasi laging linear yung progress eh. Then okay na ako sa body ko. But you know, parang when you also fluctuate in size, the way you view your body also, parang it goes to your default thinking eh. Na parang, shucks, am I not so attractive anymore? And syempre the beauty thing comes in, right? Uh-oh. And parang it also shows your insecurities, you know. So now na, okay, I am bigger, I'm heavier, pero, you know, parang na-affirm ulit on the flip side na, but I am more than my body. Yeah, parang before, you know, it's so easy to get sucked in the physical when you're pursuing fitness, right? Lalo na if you're a big girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, parang naman, it can exist at the same time, eh, na yes, you're wanting fitness, but you also enjoy the new look it's giving you, right? Na parang, wow, I feel more attractive in this new body, right?
Oh, naman.
It can be two at the same time, but be careful lang because one can dominate the other.
Oh.
Yun lang. So I feel like, lagi akong may ganun eh, yung parang nagsisiso siya between, oh, nagiging thinness pursuit na naman, but then babalik ko sa Hindi, come on, Stace. It's about strength. It's the little increments of strength na na-improve mo. Oh. Oo, nabibuild mo every single day. So, yeah. Yun. So, parang it's just pero that feeling battle. Feeling
ko, it's that kind of flesh and spirit war eh. Will it really ever end?
Yeah, no.
Diba? Parang, it's, you're always gonna have to choose which side you're on.
Yeah.
Hindi siya yung parang, and I'm really doing it for this. Come on. Really?
Yeah.
Yan lang. Diba? Parang those two, tama ka eh, they go hand in hand. Pero yun nga, I think you also just have to realize also na may benefits, may attraction benefits with your pursuit of health.
Yeah.
But, at the same time, be careful. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Be careful, manage it too.
Yeah.
Yun kasi diba parang how many stories have we heard na people losing weight and then they become the assholes they hate?
Yeah.
You know, yes, na yes, parang yes. Naging revenge thing siya. I mean, come on. Yeah. Diba? Revenge body, that show.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it can easily become that.
The
na,
ego thing.
Oh, exactly. Ego thing. Exactly.
And you know what? I feel like God also keeps me in check eh when it comes to this.
Mm-mm.
Na parang... It should be, you know, parang na, tama ka with the whole body stewardship thing. I got that idea from you. And yeah. I think you got that idea from your boss at Human Nature, diba? Na parang, you steward the body you've been given with. You've been blessed with.
Blessed.
Yeah, na... Now I'm in a place where I really am more mindful na it's not... I don't want to do the comparison game with other bodies. Because right. Why would you... It's so weird. Parang, your body is something that's so uniquely given to
correct.
You. That you only compare it. Compare it.
compare it.
You only compare it. You only compare it with your previous self. Yun na lang. Parang the baseline is you and you alone. You and your you history, alone. Sige, balikan mo. Pero not anyone else's.
Yeah. But in terms of comparison no, and other people's perception... How do you now address comments, oh. Right? When people say na, oh, Stacey, ano ba yan? Pumayat ka na nga eh.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Ba't tumaba ka na naman?
Yeah.
Ba't tumaba ka nga kasi?
You know, I really explain. I really become vulnerable because I'm also just being objective na eh kasi hindi na ako nagbi-binge and purge eh.
Tama naman eh.
I say that.
Diba? Hindi ka na nagsasnappy.
What's snappy?
Yung
Nande, kasi yung context nung snappy is before, during our plump days, we would always have clapbacks when it comes yeah, to that's weight. Right. Na kunwari, uh-huh. O lumalaki ka, yung hihilitan mo bigla
ikaw nga tumatanda eh, kailan kaya mamamatay?
Sira ulo. No, may clapback.
I mean, kung nagiging objective lang naman tayo sa observation. Oh, sige,
fine. Let's go there, right? Let's go there. No, my clapback is always about money. Na yan, dami ko kasi pambili ng pagkain eh.
Right? She's a rich fatty.
Exactly. But now, I feel like, you know, I really go vulnerable na, I stopped kasi parang I'm recovering from my orthorexia bulimia. And people really don't know what to say after
tama
I say
naman
that.
Eh. Tama naman eh.
Diba? Pero if it's really something na they're curious, because these comments about our weights, I think it's two-sided. Parang other people are just really shocked. Na parang, oy, lumaki ka. Diba? It's like when you get a tan at the beach and you go darker and you're like, oh, itim mo ah. Diba? Yung parang...
Oh,
it's
how
so
you
noticeable.
And how you respond also shows how you view it.
Yo.
Diba? Kasi kunwari, may umitim na, nag-beach ako eh. Sarap ng buhay eh. Diba? Pero when you, or for example, ako naman, parang someone says na, grabe ma'am, noon pa to ah, so huwag kayong mag-react. Grabe ma'am, laki ng pinayat mo ah. Parang yeah, no, nagkasakit kasi ako. I was, you know, I'm coming out of a depression season and da-da-da. Uh-oh. And then they also don't know what to say, right? Na parang because, yun nga eh, just because you gained weight doesn't mean it's a bad thing. But also, just because you lost weight doesn't mean it's a good thing.
Nice, great points right there. Kasi, tama, parang let's just be objective about this.
Yeah.
Yun eh, so dati nga, di ba, we would be snarky and like, attack mode, na parang, maraming siya akong pera pambili ng pagkain, ikaw wala.
Wait, so anong favorite na luto ng cat sa steak?
That's right. Of course I know that joke. It's cats and steak. But anyway, so
ngayon mas objective ka lang to answer and to be honest with how you respond.
And honestly, okay, if also may sting eh, may kurot yung parang medyo na ina-affirm ba nila yung pagka-failure ko? Are they pointing hindi it out
naman.
To my face?
Maybe hindi naman.
Hindi, pero syempre, parang to me, medyo may ganong sting. Pero I would always go back to, no, Stace, you're doing a good job. You're focusing on healing. And that's
you're on the right path. Yeah.
Oh, you're on the right path.
Kebs so notable ka.
Oh, naman. Always. Outstanding.
Talaga?
Oo.
Ingat ka dyan, ha? Dalai Lama.
Oh nga. Oh my gosh, let's not go to the Dalai Lama today, ha?
Nobel Peace Prize.
Correct. Dalai Lama, you're a pedophile. Oh my gosh.
Alam ko ba, we'll not go there. So, let's not go there. You just jump there.
Okay. Enough. Pero ikaw, sis, like,
yeah,
where are you in your pursuit of fitness and health and, you know, your body now?
OMG. I mean, definitely, I think, parang I still get lost in the whole eye aesthetic na, oh, Stacey's lost weight, now everyone's looking at me. May ganun eh.
I get that.
Na parang, I'll get mo.
Gagi kasi naman, we will just alternate na ikaw yung papayat, ako yung lalaki. Okay, I know. Duh.
Oh, and everyone, and then syempre, relatives also know, oh, si Stacey pumapayat na, you know, what's happening to you? Mm. And I'm like, but you know, I every time I go all out extreme, ganun din eh, I shortcut my way to it.
Yeah.
So parang when things, I think I have to fix my relationship with food, number one, which I am doing slowly and I feel it. It's
I
not perfect. Oh, it's not perfect, but you know, my pursuit of, alam ko naman eh, na carbs and sugar are really my enemy and they inflame me so much. Pero parang, minsan talaga, especially with the stuff I've gone through, it's so easy to turn to food.
For comfort.
When you don't have community around you or parang you're not connecting with people. Parang it's so easy to isolate and just pa-deliver, you know, get a quick fix, buy some snacks and treats. Pero yun nga, lately parang hindi eh. Pero Dana, you also have to show up for yourself.
Mm-mm.
Parang if that's how you're gonna process your emotions, well, you're doing more harm than good.
Yeah.
You know? So, yun, I'm there. And also, parang, ako naman kasi, I really don't care. Parang ando na rin ako sa point na I care but I don't. You know? And if I'm gonna do something that is gonna change my life, it's gonna have to be a self process too.
Yeah.
But I can't keep shortcutting my way to it. And also, parang alam ko na if hindi ko pa siya na-process ng tama. Yun eh, I get so stuck in the perfectionism zone kind of thing minsan na nag-cheat ko na today, might as well cheat the whole day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, pero parang I'm also learning na no, you can just, you know, cut it down to that hour and then move on to the next. And do better. Yun naman yun eh. Parang do better. Alam mo na yan, Dana. Na-experience mo na what it is to live a very unhealthy life. And you've also experienced how it feels to live a very healthy life. Pero yun nga, yung process lang siguro, I think that's where. Kasi ako, parang personally, the way I see it is, if the little nuances helps me stay on track pa din.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay lang yun.
Might as well, you know.
Yeah.
Kasi yun yung napansin ko sa personality ko eh, na if you restrict me for a long, long time,
magwawala ka.
Grabe yung walwal mode ko.
True. You know the food philosophy, I mean, not food, parang quote-unquote diet philosophy I'm embracing now, it's the 80-20 rule. Parang get it right 80% of the time. Yeah. Yung 20, pagbigyan mo na sarili mo yan, if that's gonna make you stick longer to this restriction, bigay mo na sarili mo yan.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm there. Actually, gusto ko nga ng Magnum eh. Nakita akong Magnum doon and I'm like, should you think
that? But you know, with the 80-20 rule, I think it's, but you also need to be very, very honest with yourself na, is this food triggering for me na parang one bite talagang I have to finish the whole thing? Yun din. So I guess it's just keeping that balance while being also very vulnerable with yourself. And just, you know, it is what it is. If one bite of a cheesecake leads you to eat the full cake, abstain. Abstain na lang. Diba? So yun yung like ko rin sinasabi in my Instagram whenever I talk about wellness na there are two types of eaters. It's the moderator and the abstainer. A moderator is someone who really thrives and kaya niya talagang tikim-tikim lang, you know, knows how to moderate sugar and the junk food and the processed food.
Mm.
But there are also those who would be better off abstaining because yun nga, one bite leads to eating the full box of pizza. Yung mga ganyan. So, yeah. Very extreme. So, just knowing where you are in between those two categories, I guess, is also very helpful na to start with.
Yeah. And generally, alam mo, napansin ko nga din na yung most of the time, the drive to lose weight is, I don't know, to get attention or magpaganda. But I mean, it's not all bad, right? It's parang bad. If you wanna look good, then that's fine. But I just don't think, for me ha, personally, it's a healthy lens to view it. Parang yeah. it that isn't it for me eh.
Yeah.
Parang if one thing yun nga, yung sinabi mo na my ex-boss really instilled in me, Anna Meloto Wilk, she said na, you know, I think of my body as a car. You know, it's the vehicle I ride in through life. And it's if I home. Don't, oh, parang, if I, hindi ko yan pinapa-fine-tune, hindi ko yan kina-car wash, hindi ko yan inaano, malamang it's gonna break down far easier and far faster than a car that's been taken care of. So, yun, ako parang, oh yeah, that's a very sensible way and practical way to see it. And also, yeah. Yun nga, I guess, stewardship, parang longevity pa din.
Exactly.
Diba?
Speaking of longevity, yun nga, what also makes me go back to my morning routine of, you know, working out and just being in the right mental headspace is, ayoko na rin masyado maging forward-looking yan na, when I get to that size or when I get this toned, parang hindi eh, all I have is today and the little habits talaga I make, yun. I adjust
today, yeah.
Will really help. Parang, that I guess also, natututo ako now to really see na, it's the small habits.
Yeah.
Na the little changes you make that will really give you a different future.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi siya yung parang, hindi, pag ano na lang, one time, big time, you know, I'm gonna change.
Never.
It's really never. The small things, the small actions, the little things you tell yourself every day. So anyway, sis, napaka-timely. Biglang may nag-message sa akin because yesterday I posted in my IG stories na, yun nga, I'm just really learning to be comfortable in my body again after this 30-pound weight gain. So, ito ang sinabi niya. This is one of our followers. Her name is Sheila, and this is what she says. Hi, Stacey. Please make an episode sa podcast on how to elegantly and gracefully face this kind of situation when someone addresses your weight gain, especially coming from people na wala namang alam sa process or struggles na pinagdadaanan mo. Parang it was never okay kasi na yun ang ibubungad nila sa'yo pag nagkita kayo. Ako dati, I would just answer them na ang dami ko kasing pangkain eh and realize na parang ang defensive or ang boastful naman. Hindi naman ako napipikon but it's just that who do you think you are? Eh lalo na pag big-bodied din tapos magko-comment ng ganun. Anyway, God bless you both. Okay, so this is a message from Sheila and this is something that we can tackle now.
Yeah.
Ikaw ba? Gets ko yun eh, yung clapback. We've been there. We've also become defensive and
actually, parang I wouldn't...
offended.
Oh, pero ako, if you can make a joke, if you can turn it into humor, props to you.
No naman.
Kasi ako, laging ganun eh. Parang, okay, sige. But I also know when to walk away. Of course, you're not always gonna be in a game on mood.
Oo,
no, okay, sige, mag-banter tayo,
at
diba?
At saka, I think it also depends on your level of closeness with a person, diba? Like, you and I, we go crazy when nag-aasaran tayo.
Or meron pero talaga one time na...
feeling close, nakaka-turn off eh.
Meron ganyan. Ito nga, medyo, ano na, acquaintance na eh. Pero hiniritan ako ng bongga sa messenger.
Na
about my weight gain.
Oh.
Ano sinabi ko talaga sa kanya? Along the lines, I can't remember, pero sinabi ko lang, it's really not funny. So, you better check yourself before you message people that way.
Oh.
Tapos talagang yung response niya was, I'm so sorry.
Mm.
Kasi parang minsan, di ba, yung...
You catch people on a bad day,
or
diba?
Parang, it's not sitting well with me right now. Parang no.
Uh-oh.
Di ba? And pwede naman din yun.
Yes.
Pwede namang ganun. Pwede namang humor. Parang ang sa akin is... as long as you are secure in yourself
yun.
And you put people in their place, then do whatever.
Yeah.
Without physical violence.
If a boundary must be placed, so be it.
So place it.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Alam mo, yun yung natutunan ko sa isang friend. Yung si Coco, she also guested on our show.
Mm.
That girl is like the queen of boundaries. Yeah. And it's not even like ang OA naman. Hindi, necessary eh.
It is necessary.
Oh, and the way she does it is so firm but still polite. And I'm like, whoa, there's pwede pala yun.
Oh, I think, we tend to think kasi na parang if you're gonna put a boundary, dapat galit ka.
Or parang ay sungit.
Sungit.
Oh, hindi naman eh, hindi naman. Pwede naman, there's a good way to say that. And
to me naman, tama eh, parang you don't wanna come from a place of being defensive, but it's also, but you have to realize that it's always gonna come from a place of vulnerability.
Oh, or masagutin naman, close na close tayo ah, kung makakomento ka.
Oh, parang yes, humor is good. Humor is good to inject there. Make it playful.
Oh.
Pero at the same time, parang you don't have to fake it. If you're really, diba, hurt about it,
call it out.
Call it out, but not naman in an attacking way, diba, na parang, ginanon ka, sabi mo, ikaw ang pangit-pangit ng mukha mo. Hindi naman ganun.
Pero, alam mo, ito natutunan ko rin ha. Pag may mga ganyang komento, you really pause and ask, can you say that again? Say it again.
Oo.
And then, maaano yan.
Matitaken aback na parang, hindi, joke lang.
Hindi, joke. Wag na lang. Ganun, say that again. Nice. Or excuse me, hindi ko na-gets eh. Can you say that again? Or what do you mean by that?
Sabi ko, malaki yung braso mo.
Doon, pwede ka na mag-physical violence.
Asapa ka na lang. Joke lang.
Brasuhin kita eh. No, I'm kidding.
No, but
yeah. Yeah, diba?
Diba? Parang, okay, so number one, don't come from being too defensive, but know that you can come from a place of vulnerability. Number two, joke about it, you know, be funny about it. Or And then number three, maganda yun, ask them back what they said.
Oh, or parang, what do you mean by that? Or why did you say that? Why? Parang,
why?
Why? Why are you saying,
why is it your business? Tell me. Why? Now. Say it. No. But yeah. So I hope, Sheila, that helped. And, you know, I mean, all the girls who listen, I'm sure, I'd like to think that our followers are very deep thinkers too. You know, they're not just you on the surface. I mean, I love our followers kasi may iba talaga tayo nagiging friends na sobrang kengkoy pakya. Pero pag kinausap mo ng deep, it's
malalim
deep, man.
Malalim din.
So I really like, we love you guys and we're just so happy na we're back and we're here. And message lang kami sa Raw and Real if there are other topics. Actually, on Spotify, there's a new feature there na parang may community engagements. Yeah. So we're just figuring it out. We wanna put up questions there. Pwede ka magtanong, pwede kayo mag-engage with us. So let's do that. So yeah, I guess that's it for today's episode.
Alrighty. Bye.
Bye. See you next Friday.
See y'all.